Trying to Get Planted. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
What's normal? We don't really know what normal is. Each year is a little bit different, but it seems like the last 4 or 5 years, it seems like it's getting later, harder, more confusing on that.
You know, typically this time of year, as the calendar turns towards June, most cotton producers have finished planting, but not this year. According to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, just under half of the state's acreage has been planted, compared to about 75% for the five-year average. Carroll County producer Robert Chandler says the wet pattern has persisted basically all month long.
Most time we get a couple of days and it'll rain again. It doesn't even get dry enough to get back in the field. All our cotton and corn is on rotation, and this happened to be the year that the cotton rotated over on the lower ground. So it takes it a little longer to dry out. Had it been on the hill, we'd have had a little more planted than we do, being that it's in the bottom.
Chandler says they did get all of their corn planted, and they will switch cotton for soybeans if they can't plant any more this week.
Everybody up here is still trying to plant. Now, it's raining now. They're giving rain through the weekend. So I don't know where anybody will try to plant any more after that or not. Might be a few, but I doubt it.
Now, down in Fayette County, UT Extension County Director Jeff Via says the wet spring has definitely affected his farmers.
And just as of, I'd say within the last week, we are finally at the point where the soil is warm enough to where we're now getting crops to come out of the ground in about 3 days versus 2 weeks, rotting seed, or rain hitting.
Jeff Via says the good news is that if farmers do get a dry window, they can get a lot done fast.
Their equipment's big enough, they can get across a lot of acreage pretty quick. Yeah, we're having some issues getting into the fields, but when the farmers can get in the fields, they're able to get across a lot of ground and do it pretty quickly.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.